John chapter number 3. The Gospel according to John chapter number 3. Siyaqhubeka bazalwane in our study of John chapter number 3. Ngizayifunda ngesiZulu bese ngiyakulethela wena mama ne. Umuntu waye kubaFarisi nguNikodemu igama lakhe. Isikhulu sabaJuda. Lowo ke weza kuye ebusuku wathi kuye, Rabbi, siyazi ukuthi ngumfundisi ovele kuNkulunkulu, ngokuba akekho ongenza lezi zimangaliso ozenzayo uma uNkulunkulu engenaye. UJesu waphendula wathi kuye, ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile, ngithi kuwe, uma umuntu engazalwanga ngobusha, angewubone umbuso kaNkulunkulu. UNikodemu wathi kuye, umuntu angazalwa kanjani esemdala na? Angangena ngokwesibili esiswini sikanina azalwe na? Waphendula uJesu wathi, ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile, ngithi kuwe, uma umuntu angazalwa ngamanzi nangomoya, angangene embusweni kaNkulunkulu. Lokho okuzelwe yinyama kuyinyama, nalokho okuzelwe ngumoya kungumoya. Ungamangali ngokuba ngithi kuwe, nimelwe ukuzalwa kabusha. Umoya uphephetha lapho uthanda khona, uyaluzwa udumo lwawo, kodwa kawazi lapho uvela khona nalapho uya khona. Banjalo ke bonke abazelwe ngumoya. UNikodemu waphendula wathi kuye, lokhu kungenzeka kanjani na? UJesu waphendula wathi kuye, wena ungumfundisi kaIsrayeli, awukwazi lokhu na? Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile, ngithi kuwe, sikhuluma esikwaziyo, sifakaza ngesikubonayo, kepha aninamukeli nina ubufakazi bethu. Nxa nginitshelile okomhlaba kanakholwa, ndingakholwa kanjani uma nginitshela okwasezulwini na? Akekho owenyukela ezulwini kuphela yena owehla ezulwini, indodana yomuntu. Njengalokhu uMose waphakamisa inyoka ehlane, kanjalo indodana yomuntu imelwe ukuphakanyiswa, ukuba yilowo nalowo okholwa yiyo abe nokuphila okuphakade. Ngifunde from verse 1 to verse 15 ngesiZulu namhlanje. INkosi mayibusise ukufunda kwezulwayo. Bazalwane, siyaqhubeka ke namhlanje kule ndaba ebesifundile from emavikini asemuva. Evikini lokuqala bazalwane, sibonile ukuba uNkulunkulu uJesu Kristu uyagcizelela evikini lokuqala, uyasho uthi umuntu kuyafuneka ukuba azalwe kabusha. Uma umuntu angazalanga kabusha nguNkulunkulu, ngeke awubone umbuso kaNkulunkulu. Sibonile evikini lokuqala bazalwane uJesu Kristu kube kakhuluma nendoda uNikodimasi. UNikodimasi yindoda bazalwane ebeyifundile kakhulu, indoda ebenepozishini enkulu esikhathini sayo labeyiphila khona, indoda beyaziwa njengendoda ekholwayo, ehamba isonto, ehamba ithempeli, ngoba bekunethempeli at the time. Kodwa siyathola bazalwane ukuthi uJesu Kristu utshela the same ndoda uthi kufuneka umuntu azalwe kabusha. Uma umuntu angazalwanga kabusha, umuntu ngeke awubone umbuso kaNkulunkulu. Simbonile uJesu Kristu bazalwane ngokusho kanjalo ukuthi ngamanye amagama usitshela ukuthi ukuzalwa kabusha yiko kuphela okubalulekile emhlabeni, ukufuna kumuntu akuzuze ngaphambi komuntu andlule kulona mhlaba. Evikini lesibili safunda ngoNikodimasi, sabona ukuhlangahlangana kwemqondo wakhe. Ukuba uNikodimasi wayecabanga ukuthi uJesu Kristu kuphela unguthishela, unguthisha ovela kuNkulunkulu, or else uthisha ofakwe stamp nje kuNkulunkulu ofana nabo Moses ofana nabanye abaprofeti abakhona kodwa sibonile bazana ukuthi uNicodemus ekushweni lento leyo bekanganalo iqinisa kuloko obengazange aqondisisa ukuba uJesu Christ ungubani sibonile ke nasifunde evingi lesibini ukuba uJesu Christ ungubani iBhayibheli limrivila limveza phambi kwethu kuba uyindodana kaNkulunkulu okufanele ukuba yilo naloyo akholwe ngiyo abe nokuphila okuphakade namhlanje lesi lena ndawo abazalwane sithatha okwesithathu so namuhla bengithanda ke bazalwane ukuba sibheke isihloko esithi the Christ who insists on the new birth ngamanye amagama uJesu Christu ogcizelelayo ngale ndaba yokuzalwa kabusha so siyambona ke bazalwane la namhlanje sizobona la sifunde khona ukuthi uJesu Christu uyagcizelela lena ndaba yokuzalwa kabusha sibona uNicodemus bazalwane uyachubeka manje kula mavesi osiwafundile la sihamba khona uyaqhubeka uyabonakalisa ukuhlangahlangana kwenhloko okungaqondisisi okuba nolwazi luncane uyabonakalisa ngokubuza imibuzo eminingi abonakalise ngokubuza kwakhe imibuzo eminingi ukukhombisa ukungakholwa the signs of disbelief kule nanto yenziwa uNicodemus akakholwa akathembi lento usho uJesu Christu futhi akathembi uba uJesu Christu ungubani uyachubeka ekungakholweni kwakhe kodwa igcineni bazalwane ngifuna sibone umvuzo wokucindezelela owokuchubeka kukaJesu Christu ashumayela lenanto ayishumayelayo yini uJesu Christu aima ukuyi achieve at the end yini uJesu Christu aima ukuba ayizuze ekugcineni ngokuthi ashumayele leli lizwi lokuthi umuntu ufuna azalwe kabusha ufuna sibheke bazalwane ukuthi ekubonakaliseni kaNicodemus ukuthi akakholelwa kulento le kungani ke kubalekile ukuba sina sigcizelele lo namlayezo ngoba banenge abantu bethu nathi sikhona emhlabeni abangakholwa kuleli lizwi kodwa sibona uJesu Christu angu Jesu Christu ocindezelelayo ochubekayo kuNicodemus sibona amagama athi ngiqinisile ngiqinisile ngithi kuwe lawo magama waphinda kathathu bazalwane kulena vesi esiwafundileko kuyabonakalisa ukuthi uJesu Christ lena ndaba ibalekile ukuthi umuntu ufuna azalwe kabusha so bazana no kungenze nganaka kakhulu indaba kaJesu Christ uma uJesu Christ angathatheli phansi inkinga kaNicodemus kubalekile bazana ukuthi sibantu nami ngishumela izwi la nathi sibantu silizwayo singakuthatheli phansi loku okungaboni kahle kwabanye abantu nokungaboni kahle kwethu singakuthatheli phansi uJesu Christ akazange athathela phansi indaba kaNicodemus so bazalwana siyambona kuJesu Christ uyaqindezelela la lena ndaba ibalekile bazalwana uJesu Christ akathatheli phansi ukuvaleka kwamehlo kaNicodemus because uNicodemus unenkinga ukuthi he is spiritually blind uvalekile amehlo kamoya and iBhayibheli sitshela ukubazalwana umuntu wenyama akakwazi ukuthokozisa uNkulunkulu ngoba akaziboni izinto zikamoya so kodwa uJesu Christ akayithatheli phansi lena ndaba bazalwana uthatha isikhathi sakhe uhlala phansi noNicodemus uJesu Christ siyambona imini yonke ukhathele uyasebenza imini yonke ntambama nasakosa phumule nangu Nicodemus uyeza nemibuzo eminingi uyamtshela ukuthi Nicodemus kufanele umuntu azalwe kabusha uyasitshela nathi namuhla kufanele umuntu kodwa bazalwane sibona uNicodemus uyachizelela uyachubeka ubonisa ukungakholwa ubuza imibuzo uyachubeka uyabuzisisa akangena kodwa umuntu abiyele kumama wakhe na okufuneka kwenzeke kanjani na akakhonsisa lena ndaba ukuthi uJesu Christ ukhuluma ngezinto zikamoya akakhuluma ngezinto zasemhlabeni kodwa sibona uJesu Christ uyagcizelela ubonakalisa nakithi bazalwane ukubaluleka kokugcizelela lena ndaba ezihlobeni zethu around ebanganini bethu around kumakhelwane bethu around kubalulekile ukuthi lena ndaba sigcizelele bazalwane ngoba uNicodemus uyaqhubeka ubona leso okuvaleka kwamehlo. As people are outside, bazalwane, people are spiritually blind. This message of the new birth must be insisted. We must persist. Ngamanye amagama ufuna siqhubeke njalo njalo sishumayela lena njumayela. Akusiyo njumayela ezohlala sikhuluma ngayo everyday epulpit, kodwa injumayela okuhlalisa elimini lethu ukuthi ngaphandle uma umuntu azale kabusha angeke ayibone awubone umbuso kaNkulunkulu. Sibona uJesu Kristu ke bazalwane akabambi amagama. Sibona uJesu Kristu ukhipha wonke ama-punches wakhe. Nge-English bathi he's pulling no punches. Ngama magama ushaya ngama-uppercut afanele ukuthi Nicodemus angitshintshi. Ugcizelela lo mlayezo over and over and over chili kuverse number 19. From verse number 1, Nicodemus basi uyagcizelela naye ukuthi uqinisa inhloko ukuthi lena ndaba ngikwazi ukuyikholwa. UJesu Kristu umendawonye bazalwane akabiyele muva. Nathi siyafunda ke bazalwane, akwazi ukuthi singabiyele muva, kufanele silishumele lela lizwi ukuthi umuntu kuyamfuneka ukuthi azale kabusha. Sihleli phakathi lafuna siwazi lawo magama ukuthi ngeke sifanele noNicodemus ohambile wangena amasonto, wangena ibandla, wahamba ithempeli iminyaka yonke yakhe azicabangela ukuthi ume kahle noJehova, kodwa uJesu Kristu umtshela ukuthi akemanga kahle noNkulunkulu ngoba akazalwanga kabusha. UJesu Kristu yamchazela ukuthi akusiyi ngoba wena uhamba amasonto, uhamba amabandla, ugcoka lezi zimpurampura, bebagcoka izimpurampura at the time. Akusiyi ngoba ufundile ukuthi manje sowamukelekile phambi kaNkulunkulu. Kufanele uzalwe kabusha. Kodwa uNicodemus uyaqhubeka ubonakalisa ukungakholwa nongamthembi uJehova, nongamthembi uKristu Jesu ngamanye amagama. Kodwa sibona uKristu oqhubekayo kulona mlayezo, he insists on this message. Ngamanye amagama akajiji bazalwane, umile umile uthi naqhubeka la sifunde khona, you must be born again. Uthi do not be amazed, ungathuswa or ungamangali lento engishoko, noma ungaqinisa inhloko engakanani, kodwa ngiyakutshela ukuze uthole ubone umbuso kaNkulunkulu, you must be born again. So thine njengebandla bazalwane esesizwile lona mlayezo maybe phambilini, abanye bethu mhlambe sesumukele lona mlayezo phambilini, yini esifundayo la bazalwane? Ukuthi kufuneka sigcizelele kulona mlayezo. Lona mlayezo mlayezo ufuna ugcizelelwe ezinhlizweni zethu nasebantwini ebanganini bethu ezihlobeni zethu. Why ufuna lona mlayezo ugcizelele bazalwane? Ngoba iaim kaKristu Jesu ukuba ushumayele lo mlayezo ukuba uNicodemus agcine angumuntu okholwayo. Kuyakosa ukuthi ekugcineni nasigcizelele lo mlayezo kube nokukholwa ezinhliziyweni zabantu. Ngoba iBhayibheli kuverse number 3, ngaphandle kuba umuntu azale kabusha ngeke awubona umbuso kaNkulunkulu. So sigcizelele umlayezo lo ngoba uze abantu baqale bathembe uJesu Kristu. Ngoba iBhayibheli sitshela ukuthi ngaphandle kwaJesu Kristu bazalwane angeke sawubona umbuso kaNkulunkulu. Akekho ozaya kuNkulunkulu ngaphandle koKristu Jesu. Singazula senze zonke izinto esifuna ukuzenza, kodwa egcine kuyakosa ukuthi singene ngoKristu Jesu. So bazalwane, into engifuna sibheke manje ukuthi Nicodemus asabonakalisa nje ukungakholwa kwakhe, uJesu Kristu aqhubeka nokugcizelela lona mlayezo, aqhubezelela nakangaka kuNicodemus. Aemile ekugcineni ukuthi uNicodemus ufuna kaphenduke. Aemile ekugcineni ukuthi uNicodemus ufuna amthembe uJesu Kristu. Aemile uJesu Kristu ukuthi nathi esizwayo namhlanje silizwa izwi lakhe, singaziqinisi izinhliziyo zethu. Ngoba iBhayibheli lisho njalo. Sifuna sibone ke bazalwane ukuthi ngabe uNicodemus bokufanele na ngokukhuluma kwakho noKristu Jesu ba amthembe uJesu Kristu na. Ngabe wena uhleli la sihlobo sami, ngisashumela leli lizwi, kufanele na ukuba umthembe uJesu Kristu ngalamagama awasho ukuthi akekho umuntu ozangena ezulwini ngaphandle kwakhe. Ngifuna sibhekele nandaba nga lamavesi esiwafundile namhlanje kuphela. Kokuqala bazalwane, ngithi mine uNicodemus kwakufanele ukuba amkhole uJesu Kristu. Kokuqala sibona uJesu Kristu azibonakalisa kuNicodemus njengoJesu Kristu owazi konke. The English city, Christ is all knowing. UNicodemus uhlangana noJesu Kristu owazi konke. Lithi iBhayibheli uKristu Jesu waphendula uNicodemus. Uma ufunda uverse number 2 lapho kuchapter number 3. So kuverse number 3 lithi Jesus answered. UJesu waphendula. Bazalwane, we have realized emalangeni andlulile brethren ukuthi there was no question asked. Bokungekho umbuzo obuziwe nguNicodemus. Kodwa sibona uJesu Kristu aphendula. Yingani uJesu Kristu bazalwane aphendula na? Yingoba lisitshela ukuthi iBhayibheli uJesu Kristu waye azi ene uyazi namanje okusezinhliziyweni zabantu. Uma ufunda uJohn chapter number 2 ufunda uverse 23 to 25 ngaphezukanyana nje labe sikhona khona. Lithi uJesu Kristu wazi okusenhliziyweni yomuntu. Akadingi muntu kuba amtshele ukuthi yini esenhliziyweni yabantu. So uJesu Kristu uza kuNicodemus uyamphendula umtshela ukuthi Nicodemus ngiyazi ukuthi ucabangani. Ngiyazazi zonke izinkinga esenhliziyweni yakho. Njengoba azazi nanamhlanje izinkinga esenhliziyweni zethu, imibuzo ezenhliziyweni zethu, ikukhathazeka okusenhliziyweni zethu. Kodwa uJesu Kristu ubonakalisa ukuba umuntu onezimpendulo konke bazalwane esingake sikhathazeke ngakho. UNicodemus ukhathazekile uza ebusuku, uzila ubusuku bakhe nobuthongo bakhe uza kuKristu Jesu. Uyazinikela ukuba ngifuna ukuthola imibuzo kuKristu, imizimpendulo kuKristu Jesu. Bangakhi abantu namhlanje bazalwane abanemibuzo. Bahamba izindawo eziningi bafuna izimpendulo. Singena ezindaweni ezimbi, ububi obuphethwe uSathane, sithi sifuna imibuzo. Bakho abafundile laba bancane bafunda amabhuku kunabo horoscope. Lezi zinto abazifunda kuzibatshela ilikusasa according to bona. Abadala bahamba izinyanga. Wonke umuntu ufuna imibuzo, ufuna izimpendulo. Kodwa uNicodemus uyasifundisa bazalwane. Uma sifuna izimpendulo, ufuna size kuJesu owakhe umuntu, owadala umuntu. UJohn chapter number 1 usitshela ukuthi uJesu Kristu wadala konke nomuntu. So wazi okusenhliziyweni yomuntu. Izimpendulo zabantu abazidingayo uzazi zonke. UNicodemus weza kuJesu afuna impendulo. Singafunda na ukuza kuJesu Kristu sithole izimpendulo. Sibona uJesu Kristu bazalwane obanakalisa ukwazi konke. So uma uJesu Kristu aphendula uNicodemus amtshela lokho esenhliziyweni yakhe ngaphambi kokuba uNicodemus abuze. UJesu Kristu umtshela okusenhliziyweni. Just imagine uhleli before you can ask a question, someone tells you the answer. So bazalwane, Nicodemus should have believed or should have trusted in Jesus. Ngamanye amagama sihlobo sami, uNicodemus bokufanele amkholwe uJesu Kristu ngoba uJesu Kristu abonakalisa ukuba wazi konke. Siyambonakalisa, uyabonakalisa bazalwane, siyambona ukuthi uyazazi inhliziyo zethu, uyazazi nezidingo zethu. Okwesibili sikubonako bazalwane esingafunda la indabeni kaNicodemus ukuthi uJesu Kristu wakhuluma kuNicodemus amezwi angasuki nje emqondweni wakhe as a person, kodwa asuka kuye njengoba anguNkulunkulu adalile abantu. UJesu Kristu was consistent with scripture. Ngamanye amagama wayehambisana ngamashini ento uNkulunkulu ayikhulumile iminyaka eminingi eyinkulungwane emuva ukuba uzawenza lenanto uJesu Kristu athi iyadingeka emuntwini. Uma sifunda Ezekiel chapter number 11 is Old Testament, just to see bazalwane how consistent Jesus Christ was with scripture, how accurate is his address with Nicodemus, how true is the message of the new birth. Ngama magama kuyiqinisa kangakanani lento esho uJesu Kristu, kuyiqinisa kangakanani lento esho uJesu Kristu ukuthi umuntu uyadingeka ukuba azalwe kabusha. UNkulunkulu uyakhuluma kuEzekiel chapter number 11 verse number 9 uthi, verse number 19, Ezekiel 11 verse number 19, I will give them a new heart and a new spirit I will put within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and I will give them the heart of flesh. UNkulunkulu uthi kuzawufika isikhathi uma ufunda isiZulu lapho abantu bami ngizawubanika inhliziyo entsha, ngakhe umoya omusha ezinhliziyweni zabo. I will give them a new heart and I will put within them
a new spirit. La ku Ezekiel chapter number 11 bazalwane. UNkulunkulu ukhuluma nesizukulwane esemuva ebesiphila nathi namhlanje. Uthi la kulabantu, labantu labo bazalwane bese basezweni lokugcilazeka. Bazicilazise bona bazalwane ngekungakholwa uNkulunkulu. Balandele izinkanuko zezinhliziyo zabo. Nawufunda lena chapter. Bebacindezelekile bazalwane, bangakhoni ukwenza intando kaNkulunkulu ngoba inhliziyo zabo ziduhile. Uthi uNkulunkulu kuzeke laba bantu ukuze sibantu lamhlabeni sikwazi ukwenza intando yakhe, ukuze sikwazi ukugcina umyalo wakhe, ukuze sikwazi ukuthobela izimfundiso zakhe. Kufanele asinike inhliziyo entsha. Ngamanye amagama, ngaphandle kokuba sibe nenhliziyo entsha, ngeke bazalwane sawuthobela umlayelo kaNkulunkulu. Ngeke bazalwane saba ngumuntu omusha. Sidinga inhliziyo entsha efakwe umoya omusha, ngoba phakathi kwethu awukho umoya kaNkulunkulu ngokudala kwethu sivelela esonweni. Since ubaba wethu omdala wasavela kuye sonke uAdam, ona phambi kaNkulunkulu, sizoni phambi kaNkulunkulu. Asikhona ukwenza umyalo kaNkulunkulu ngendlela uNkulunkulu afuna ngayo. Izinhliziyo zethu zidukile, silangazelela lokhu kwenyama. Kuhamba phambili izinto zethu, nokuthi kuhambe phambili izinto zikaNkulunkulu ngenxa yesono esikhona emntwini nasemhlabeni. Kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi kuzeke abantu bami bakwazi kungilalela, kuze abantu bami bathobeke, kuze abantu bami bawulalele umyalo wami. Kufanele ngifake inhliziyo entsha kibo. Kufanele ngenze umoya omusha, ngufakeze kulena nhliziyo entsha. So uJesu Christ ukhuma amagama ayafanayo kuNicodemus bazalwane. Akhulunywa nguNkulunkulu mandulo. UNicodemus awaye wafundile bazalwane. Ngoba uNicodemus wayeyindoda ebeyifundile the Old Testament. Uthi kuNicodemus kufanele uzalwe kabusha, ube nenhliziyo entsha nomoya omusha phakathi kuwe. Ukhuluma namagama uNkulunkulu awakhuluma phambilini. So siyabona bazalwane ukuthi uNicodemus surely uma bekamlalele uNkulunkulu ngokufunda iOld Testament yakhe, ngokufanele ukuba amkholwe uJesu Kristu. Nathi bazalwane, uma silalela very careful, siyazazi izinhliziyo zethu sibani. Siyazi ukuthi siduke kangakanani. Singobufakazi bezimpilo zethu, ezinto zonke sizenzayo la emhlabeni. UNkulunkulu uyazazi bazalwane. Sibona uJesu Kristu, all knowing, owazi okusekujuleni kwenhliziyo yakho, la omunye umuntu angeke abone. Kodwa uthi kuze ungilalele kufuneka ngikuphe inhliziyo entsha. UNicodemus bazalwane kwakufanele awazi lawo magama. So uJesu Kristu uyabonakalisa ke lana bazalwane ukuthi uma singayithola lena nhliziyo entsha, siyoqala ke manje sihambe ngempilo entsha ngobungcwele phambi kaNkulunkulu. Siyoqala ke manje sikwazi ukukholwa. Sidinga inhliziyo entsha ukuba sikholwele kuJesu Kristu. Uma sowukholwa, ukholwa kuJesu Kristu ngoba uNkulunkulu ukuphile inhliziyo entsha. Udinga umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu enhliziyweni yakho kuze ube nayo uNkulunkulu, kuze sixhumane nalo uNkulunkulu esalahlwa yiso ngenxa yesono, sacoshwa ngenxa yesono phambi kwakhe, kuze sibikane naye manje bazalwane. Sidinga lena nhliziyo entsha, ena lenhliziyo entsha, iza ngoKristu Jesu. Ngoba athumele umoya wakhe oyingcwele. Uthi umuntu ufuna adalwe kabusha ngamanzi nangomoya. Ngenhliziyo emnene, ufuna ibe phakathi emuntwini. So uNicodemus bazalwane bokufanele ukuba amkholwe uJesu Kristu. Okwesithathu esikubonayo bazalwane, kuba uNicodemus kwakufanele amkholwe uJesu Kristu. UJesu Kristu uphindaphinda la magama athi, ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kuwe. Uwaphinda kathathu. Bazalwane, la magama lawo in the original writings of the Bible. Athi, amen, amen, I say unto you. La magama athi amen bazalwane, akusiyinga le ndlela thina esingawathatha ngayo namhlanje. Ngesikhathi sasemandulo, la magama bekakholwelwa, abhilivelwa ukuthi umuntu angaze akhulume amagama lanjalo bazalwane. It's either ngumprofeti ovela kuNkulunkulu, ukhuluma amagama akhulunywa nguNkulunkulu, angeke saphikiswa. La magama lawo bazalwane, bekumagama ahloniphekile, abangakakhulunywa noma ubani. La magama lawo bekathathwa ukuba uNkulunkulu kuphela ongawakhuluma la magama. UNicodemus bekakwazi lokho. So uJesu Kristu egcizelela bazalwane uthi kufanele umuntu azalwe kabusha. Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kufanele umuntu azalwe kabusha. uyaqhubeka uNicodemus bazalwane ubonakalisa inhliziyo eqinile. Uthi umuntu angangena na kabili abiyele kumama wakhe. Uthi Jesu Christ lalela ngiqinisile ngithi kuwe. Ugcizelela lamagama wokuqala uzama kuletha umcondo kaNicodemus ukuthi understand ukuba uJesu Christ ungubani. Ukhuluma amagama abuNkulunkulu. Uyaqhubeka uNicodemus uthi mara kungenzeka kanjani lokho? UJesu Christ uthi kuye, mina ngiqhamuka ezulwini ngikutshela izindaba sasezulwini andiqinisile ngithi kuwe kufanele nizalwe kabusha. UNicodemus bazalwane bokufanele amkhobe uJesu Christ uma ezwa lawo magama avela emlonyeni kaChrist Jesu. Namhlanje sibantu bazalwane kufanele simkhole uChrist Jesu uma akhuluma ngalena ndlela, ngoba ukhuluma amezwi ayiqinisi abonakala abuNkulunkulu phakathi kwethu. UNkulunkulu yena himself ukhuluma mandulo kuye lo Ezekiel chapter number 11. Siyayidinga inhliziyo entsha ukuba sizalwe sibe ngabantu abasha kuNkulunkulu. UNicodemus uyabona uJesu Christ uyagcizelela bazalwane. Ukuthi gcizelela kaJesu Christ kuyabonakalisa sihlobo sami ukuthi lena ndaba bazalwane ekhulunywa lana ibalulekile. That's why uJesu Christ aqhubeka agcizelela la magama. Kufanele umuntu azalwe kabusha. So bazale nathi kufanele siwagcizelele la magama. Funa sihamba sishumayela each and every time. Bantu bakaNkulunkulu, bantu benkosi, kufanele sizalwe kabusha. Sibe munye noKristu Jesu. Ngoba uma sikazalwanga kabusha, ngeke sawubona umbuso kaNkulunkulu. UNicodemus kwakufanele akholelwe kuNkulunkulu. Kodwa uNicodemus wachubeka ngemibuzo. Just like every other person okhona la emhlabeni, mine ngimibuzo esenhliziyweni zethu. Kodwa ngebhathi abantu abaningi bafuna ukuthola ama-answer, la ama-answer angekho khona. Ama-answer akuChrist uJesu. Good example ngoNicodemus esingayithatha bazalwane. He came to Jesus to find answers. Umbuzo wami ungaba, uya kuphi wena uma unemibuzo na? Ngabe uyawazi umnyango ufuna kuye kuwo? Ngabe unemibuzo na? Ngabe sewulitholile yini ilungelo lokuba usondelane noKristu Jesu na? So bazalwane, siyabona ke kuba uNicodemus kwakufanele bazalwane kuba awukholelwe namlayezo kaKristu Jesu. Kodwa uNicodemus wachubeka, siyambona uyachubeka kancane kancane, uyabonakalisa inhliziyo eqinile. Okwesine esingakutshega bazalwane ukuthi why uNicodemus, ngithi mina kwakufanele awukholele amazwi kaJesu Christu, ngoba uJesu Christu wakhuluma izinto zezulu. Bazalwane, ubelieve umuntu better ukhuluma ngezinto zasemhlabeni ongomuntu okhuluma ngezinto zasezulwini? Ngoba bazalwane si understand ukuthi uma umuntu afa noma azifuni ukukholela izulu, kodwa siyabona ukuthi kunokuhlukana komoya nokonyama bazalwane. Iya ezulwini kuNkulunkulu in a way. uNkulunkulu ayimikise la abeyisebenzela khona umoya, mina not inyama. So uma uNicodemus akhuluma alalela uJesu Christ akhuluma ngezinto zikamoya, kuyabonakalisa bazana ukuthi kufanele ukuthi pay careful attention into these things. Uma usithola uJesu Christ akhuluma ngezinto zikamoya, kuyasikosa bazana pay careful attention. Because bazana noma uJesu Christ okhuluma ngezinto zikamoya, uJesu Christ okhonayo ukuhlola lena hliziyo iBhayibheli elithi inhliziyo yethu iduhile. So bazalwane, uma uJesu Christ akhona ukuhlolisa inhliziyo zethu, nathi kufanele sibe careful ngezinto esezisenhliziyweni zethu. Funa sibe careful bazalwane ngezinto esenhliziyweni zethu. So yini bazalwane engcono engaba senhliziyweni zethu? Psalm chapter 119 verse number 9 uthi, how can a young man cleanse his way? Umuntu angayenza njani indlela yakhe ibe yinhle na phambi kaNkulunkulu? Lithi answer khona, ngokuba alalele umyalo kaNkulunkulu. So bazalwane, siyabona ke lana bazalwane ukuthi uJesu Christ bekakhuluma into zezulu ngoba ayimile ukuba impilo kaNicodemus ihlanganyele noNkulunkulu owasezulwini. Sishumayela ivangeli ukuze abantu bakholwe, ukuze sikholwe nathi bazalwane, sibe nethemba mhle namalanga. Kodwa uNicodemus uchubekile njalo wabonakalisa ukungakholwa. So okwesi-5 bazalwane engingakutshela ngako ukuthi uNicodemus kwakufanelekile kuba alalele uJesu Christu, kuba uJesu Christu ubonakalise ukuba umuntu onezimpendulo zonke. Ubonakalise ukuba umuntu onezimpendulo zonke, hayi kuphela umuntu owazi konke. Ekuqaleni size uJesu Kristu ubonakala esewumuntu owazi konke, uphendule Nicodemus before Nicodemus kodwa manje sibona uJesu Kristu angumuntu onezimpendulo zonke. So Nicodemus bazalwane kwakufanele ukuthi athaste uJesu Kristu. Simbona ukuthi uNicodemus bazalwane nasifunda iviki lokuqala uyakholwa ukuthi lena ministry kaJesu Kristu iministry emilingo evela kuNkulunkulu. Kodwa akazimiselanga ukukholwa ukuba umuntu kufanele azale kabusha. Sibona i-picture bazalwane yabantu abathandayo ukuba bezwe ukuthi uJesu Kristu uyinkosi. Kodwa abafuni ukuvuma balalele ukuthi kufanele sizalwe kabusha. Ngikhumbula amaviki andlulile aphelile. Sihambile amakhaya around la, elinye ikhaya across la. Sifikile kodwa besingakayi koshumayela kulo lelikhaleli. Besiyofuna indawo yokubeka izitulo before sithole indawo le. Nazingena omunye usesi ehleli phansi uthi kithi ngihamba no Brother Christopher Mahlangu. Uthi kithi hey nibonakala ni different yo. Uthi hey ningikhumbuza imeseji bebayikhuluma izolo emngcwabeni. Ngithi mina kuye imeseji beyini leyo. Uthi emngcwabeni basitshelile ukuthi siyiyouth silusha kufanele sizalwe kabusha ngoba uma singazalwa kabusha ningi sibone umbuso kaNkulunkulu. So nine nikhonza kuphi? Singakhulumi ngenkonzo thina ne. Uthi nine nikhonza kuphi? Ke sithi amtshela ukuthi hayi actually kunetende siyalibeka every Sunday endaweni eso sisho lapha. Uthi ngifuna kuza esontweni lenu manje. Ngiyamfuna nami lona Jesu Kristu lo kuze ngingene ngizalwe kabusha ngibe abe inkosi nomsindisi wami. Kodwa uthi kithi but before ngiza ngicela kubuza umbuzo. Ngithi buza sisi. Uthi esontweni lenu umoya kaNkulunkulu uyasebenza na? Lo muntu bazalana uclaima ukuthi ufuna uJesu Kristu. Uclaima ukuthi ufuna impilo entsha. Kodwa manje sobeka indlela afuna ukunderstand yena ngayo manje. Ufuna ukwazi ukuthi ngabe umoya kaNkulunkulu uyasebenza. Bazalana, can I tell you the truth? Umoya kaNkulunkulu uyasebenza in our church. Because ngeke sikhulumele kaNkulunkulu without the Spirit of God. Ngeke ulalele uzwe as we sitting there without the Spirit of God. We can't sing this song so joyful and happy without the Spirit of God. Mara yena usho something different. So I could not answer. Angeke azange ngakhona kumphendula ukuthi ngithi umuntu kaNkulunkulu ukhona ngathi usukuthini. Wathi umfundisi ashumayela ufuna uzwe umoya kaNkulunkulu ukuphakamisa. Umfundisi abe nomoya uyazi uya act uyangibonisa. Singabonjana nalo sisi yazi uduhile man. Ufuna uJesu o ufuna umfundisi ogijimayo. Banenga barasayo iwaya ngayi kubo. But since athi ufuna uJesu I heard ukuthi ngizabe kumcorrect. It no sisi. Wena if ufuna uJesu ukhuluma ngento right. Lokho ukuthi umoya ukhona umoya awukho it's got nothing to do with you. Ngoba sihlobo sami uma singakazalwa kabusha sakholwa inkosi uJesu Kristu asikwazi ukudetermine as sinners ukuthi umoya kaNkulunkulu usebenza kanjani. Singabe sidukisiwe njengo Nicodemus. Sicabanga ngendlela sicabanga ngayo esifundiswa ngabantu ukuthi that's how church is supposed to be. But what if you are wrong? Ngithi what if you are wrong is not supposed to be like that. Udinga uKristu Jesu. Siyawudinga uNkulunkulu. Sidinga ukuzalwa kabusha. Asidingi ukuba sibe excited. Sidinga ukuba sazi ukuba uNkulunkulu udingani ukuthi sidinga ukuba sifundiswe ngoKristu Jesu. Sidinga ukuba sifunde ukuthandaza. Sikhumane noNkulunkulu ngoba that's the most important thing. Uthi kimi umfundisi wasesontweni leni ubani? UBrother Kristu uhleli phansi ngithi uye uChristopher Mahlangu. Uthi hayi. Lolo thule so angize esontweni leni. Azange eza vele. Ene ngihlala ngidibala naye. Na last week before ngizalanga only today ngambona ngihlala kumbona uhlala one of these houses la. Ngikhomba uBrother Kristu ngithi nanga umfundisi wethu. Uthi lolo thule kangaka? Hayi angizi lona uzangilalisa. Ngithi yabona ke. Ufuna umuntu ozamvusa, akafuna umuntu ozamfundisa ukuba azane noNkulunkulu. Bazalwane, we need to hear about God. We need to hear the news about the Lord Jesus Christ. Asidingi ma fashion from other people and the things that other people can speak. Asidingi izinto abantu bazasitshela zona. Sidinga ukwazi ukuba uNkulunkulu ufuna ngenzeni. Oh, uNkulunkulu ufuna kungenzelani ukuze ngibe naye. UNicodemus comes to Jesus trying to find out these things. UJesu Kristu umpha iansa. You must be born again. You must be part of the Lord Jesus Christ. ufuna kube nokuthula phakathi komuntu noNkulunkulu, because that's what the Bible says, uma singaphandle kwaNkulunkulu asinako ukuthula noNkulunkulu, because uma sona isono sahlukanisa umuntu noNkulunkulu. Kuze sibe munye noChrist, sikhumaniswe noJesu Christ noNkulunkulu, kufuna sikube naye ngokuzalwa kabusha. Into esiyidingayo la mhlabeni ukuba sizalwe kabusha, sibe nenkosi uJesu, sibe munye nayo enjabulweni yethu, sibe munye nayo ekuhluphekeni kwethu, sibe nethemba elinguJesu. Liyini ithemba lomuntu onganayo uJesu na? UNicodemus bazalwane, kwakufanele amkholwe uNkulunkulu, kwakufanele amkholwe uJesu Kristu, njengoba uJesu Kristu abonakalisa ukuba umuntu oqhamuka ezulwini, ubanekisa ukuba umuntu oveza ama-ansa ajulisa inhliziyo. For the first time Nicodemus, after all these years, sakugila likhehla ngaka, for the first time ezwa lezi zindaba ukuthi umuntu ufuna azalwe kabusha. Inhlanhla namhlanje isoko sami ukuthi uyazi le ndaba le, before sifa la mhlabeni, inhlanhla ukuthi nami inyazi lena ndaba ukuthi ufuna ngizalwe kabusha, ufuna ngizalwe kabusha. UNicodemus wayithola le ndaba, that's why ngithi uNicodemus bazalwane, kwakufanele ukuba amkholwe uJesu Kristu. So bazalwane, sengivala, asengibuze umbuzo, ngabe uNicodemus wagcine amkholile uJesu Kristu na? Ngoba bazalwane, sifunda ukuthi nangiqala nangikhuluma le ndaba, i-aim kaJesu Kristu yokushumayela leli lizwe ukuthi uNicodemus agcine akholwa. I-aim yami ukuba ngishumayele leli lizwe ukuthi ugcine ukholwa. I-aim yakho na ushelele isihlobo sakho ukuthi sigcine sikholwa, sigcine simunye singumndeni kaNkulunkulu. Ngabe uNicodemus simbona aqinisa inhloko kangaka, abonisa ukungakholwa na? Ngabe mara iBhayibheli liyamveza ekugcineni ukuthi uNicodemus wakholwa na? Ngabe lokhu kushumayela okucindezelelayo, this Christ who insists on the new birth, ngabe the fact that he insisted on the new birth, ngabe lento ebonakalisa ukuthi Jesus Christ wagcizelela, yawaletha yini umphumela na empilweni kaNicodemus? Ngoba bazalwane, if ingazange uletha umphumela empilweni kaNicodemus, ngeke yawuletha umphumela empilweni yakho. Ngoba uNicodemus took his time. Mara uma yaletha i-answer nemphumela empilweni kaNicodemus, ingayiletha nasempilweni yami namhlanje. Kodwa funa sibheke manje, ngabe uNicodemus wagcine akholwa na? So uma sicheka John chapter number 7, reading from verse 50 to 53. John chapter number 7, from verse 50 to 53. Little Bible. Nicodemus, who had gone to him before, and who was one of them, said, last only Nicodemus bazalwane uhleli ekhempini yabafarisis, abafarisi bazama ukuplana iplan lokubulala uJesu. So sona Nicodemus uhleli nabo, ngoba Nicodemus naye bekamfarisa, ngithi so usukile kuJesu Christ, uJesu Christ umtshele ukuthi unazalwa kabusha, uhambile uNicodemus angamphendula uJesu Christ ukuthi ngabe uyayivuma le ndaba owakayivumi. Kodwa zama ukuprova manje bazalwane ukuthi ngabe kugcineni kwenzekani empilweni kaNicodemus. Simthola ke la uhleli nabanye abafarisi, kuyaplenwa, kuplenwa ukubula uJesu Christ. Kodwa uNicodemus bazalwane, before baplena le ndaba, uthi kulaba bantu, does our law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he did? They replied, are you from Galilee too? Search and see that no prophet arises from Galilee. Then they went each to their own home. Lana bazalwane, sithola uNicodemus defending the Lord Jesus Christ. The same Nicodemus bazalwane obonakalisa ukunga-understand nokungakholwa a few chapters back, chapter number 3. Simthola namhlanje u-acta njengekholwa. Abantu bafuna kutala uJesu Kristu abangani bakhe, uthi ngeke nambulala lona muntu, ningakamniki ilungelo ukuthi akhulume, aziwe unome wonke umuntu ukuthi ufuna uthini. So sibona ukuthi uNicodemus bazalwane defending the Lord Jesus Christ. Nazo ukholiwe bazalwane. So that is why ngithi uNicodemus bazalwane, livangeli lagcine lisebenzile enhlizweni yakhe. Nakithi bazalwane, ivangeli lizagcina lisebenzile enhlizweni zethu uma sizelwe kabusha. UNicodemus simthola so defender uJesu Kristu, ukhuluma as one of the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, ukhuluma as one of the disciples of Jesus Christ. Umunye beganga ema ukuthi ngamane uPeter akhulume ngalena ndlela. Kodwa sithola uNicodemus ukhuluma ngalena ndlela. Uthi angeke samnquma o samjaja singakamuzwa. Bathi kuye wena ukhuluma njengomuntu osokholwa lona ndoda le. Suka kithi hamba ucheck imibhalo. UNicodemus is defending the Lord Jesus Christ. Okwesibili la sibona khona uNicodemus bazalwane aqhubeka simbona kuJohn chapter number 19 umubhala phansi John 19 verse 39 to 42 sibona uJesu Christ bazalwane sobulewe ubulewe ngilaba bantu vele abamzondayo ngoba ukhuma lezi zindaba zokuthi umuntu kosaphenduke umuntu ngeke azenzele ngezandla zakhe ufuna azenzele uNkulunkulu sithola uNicodemus bazalwane oweza ngobumnyama kuChrist ukhumbule kuverse number kuchapter number 3 uNicodemus weza ngobumnyama sithize bekasaba abantu mhlambe bekangasaba iphela abantu bazalwane mhlambe izwi kaNkulunkulu belikhulunywa emini la ithinta inhliziyo yakhe zinengi manengi ma reasons why Nicodemus could have come at night simbona manje uNicodemus bazalwane wenza ispice indlela beba prepare ngakhona ungcwaba umuntu at the time wenza ispice uthatha umzimba kaChrist uJesu osobulewe wahlizwa isiphambanweni uya rola ngama spices uyo ungcwaba emehlweni wabantu uNicodemus is doing this thing risking his life for the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you risk your life for the Lord Jesus Christ? Bekungeke umuntu ongumfarisi akwenze lento le. UNicodemus ubonakalisile ukuba ukholiwe inkosi uJesu. Ngabe uyakholwa inkosi uJesu na? UNicodemus simbona risk impilo yakhe emini langa sihlabile ngoJesu Christu. The other day simbonile ku chapter number 7 a risk impilo yakhe a day again defending the Lord Jesus Christ. Ngabe wena izihlobo zakho nabangani bakho ziyakuzwa na ukhulumela uJesu Christu na? Ungamkhulumela kanjani uJesu Christu ungakamkholwa na? Nicodemus believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And last week ndekhona ku chapter number 3 last verse yethu bazalana. Ithi okholwayo uzawuba nokuphila okunaphakade. So siyabona bazalana ukuthi Jesus Christ insisted on this message of the new birth, and this message brought forth results. UJesu Christ waphindezela umlayezo, umlayezo waletha imphumela. Bazalwane, ukhona umphumela ekushumayeleni izwi leqiniso likaChrist Jesu. Uma nje kuphela uvuma enhlizweni yakho, uvula inhliziyo yakho, uza kuChrist Jesu. Uma soyitholile lena ndaba, utshele izihlobo nabangani. Kuze nabe endlini kaNkuluNkulu. Msebenzi wethu besiqizelele lawa mazwi. Sizawuqizelela kanjani kithi sodwa? Funa kubeka khona laba abazwayo, abaqinile njengo Nicodemus. But ekugcineni, Nicodemus believed bazalwane. So, lezi zindaba ezimnandi zaletha impilo entsha empilweni kaNicodemus. UNicodemus wayiphila esonweni. Abhekwe inome wonke umuntu ukuthi uyisoni, although yena bekazenza ngazo ukuthi uright, kodwa ekugcineni wakuthola ukuphumula. Ekugcineni bazalwane, siyakuthola ukuphumula uma siza kuChristu Jesu. Uma sesifikile kuChristu Jesu, singazinaki thina sodwa bazalwane. Simkhulumele uJesu Christ, uNicodemus defending Christ Jesus. Siphume kusime ngaphandle sibonakalise amandla ukunqoba esinako ngoChristu Jesu. UNicodemus wabonakalisa konke lokho. So siyafunda bazana ukuthi this message of the Lord Jesus Christ that he insisted on preaching. He persisted on preaching. Waqhubeka ngamagama kuNicodemus, athanda uNicodemus noma angathandi, as long uNicodemus abonakalisa ukuqinisa inhloko, Christ Jesus continued. The more bazalwane izwe libonakalisa ukungazi uJesu, siyaqhubeka siyashumayela. The more nathi bazalwane siza kuye sifuna ama answer. Is the more Jesus Christ asiphendula. Kuze ngingawubuza bazalwane. Ngabe siyakholwa na? UNicodemus azangakholwa. All this time sifunda uNicodemus ongakholwa. Kodwa ekugcineni we find out ukuthi Nicodemus finally believed because Jesus insisted on the message of the new birth. Asihambeni bazalwane, siye ezihlobeni zethu, ebangani bethu, abomzala bethu, abobhuti bethu. We must insist in this message of the new birth. People, you need to be born again. People, you must know Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, there is no heaven. Umune mibuzo, come to Jesus. Jomo Nicodemus came to Jesus. And the Bible tells us, uma sizele kabusha,
sizuza umbuzo umvuzo omkhulu silaba abayiva indlalifa lombuso kaNkuluNkulu. Ngabe lokho kusenhlizweni zethu na? Uma sesikutholile lokho bazalwana, yini efuna sikwenze? Nathi funa sifana noJesu Kristu wabonakalisa ukubaluleka ukubaluleka kwevangeli. He insisted on this message of the new birth. Wagcizelela. Ngiyagcizelela. Kubalulekile. Nawe ungagcizelela, nawe ungagcizelela, nawe ungagcizelela. Even to myself, ngiyagcizelela every day. I must look up to Jesus. Go verse number 13 to 15, that's when the quality. Njoba uMoses aphakamisa inyoka ehlane, labo abaswele ukuphila, they had to look, babheka inyoka ephakamisa uMoses. Nathi sibheka meso manje kulona ophakanyisiwe, siyazi ophakanyisiwe uKristu Jesu owaleka esiphambaneni, walengela izono zethu. Nicodemus finally believed. Nicodemus finally find rest of his soul. Amen. Shangathi inkosi yomusa ingasibusisa, sasukuma sivala amehlo sithandaza. The law of the Lord is perfect, revealing the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true, the righteous all together. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and dippings of the honeycomb. More over, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Amen.